This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Ghazi al-Yawar was named today as president of the interim Iraqi government. He's been serving as the head of the Iraqi Governing Council. And today, the new interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, announced the membership of the full 33-member Iraqi cabinet in Baghdad.
Until today, the man who appeared most likely to be president of Iraq under the interim government that takes over at the end of June was Adnan Pachachi. Mr. Pachachi is 81 years old. He was Iraq's foreign minister before the Ba'ath Party took over in Baghdad back in 1968. He was widely described as the favorite of both the United States and of UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, and he's speaking to us from his office in Baghdad. Welcome to our program, Mr. Pachachi.
Yes, hello.
Mr. Pachachi, can you first tell us what happened? Were you actually offered the presidency of the interim government by Lakhdar Brahimi, or was he simply overruled by the governing council?
I was offered the post very clearly yesterday, in fact, this morning. And he said to me that in view of the consultations which he had and the opinions which he heard, I appeared to be the favorite among all the other candidates for the presidency, and therefore he offered it to me. And I said, I want to think it over. And later on, I decided to decline this offer. And the governing council had nothing to do with it at all.
One of your aides claims that you are the first Arab politician ever to turn down a presidency.
Probably is true. Maybe Arab and non-Arab, too.
Do you believe that Iraq, this interim government in Iraq, has to negotiate an agreement with the United States governing the status of U.S. forces in Iraq, or does a declaration by the prime minister that he wants U.S. forces to remain, does that suffice?
Well, I think this is a matter of not U.S. forces, as it should be called really the multinational force. But of course, there must be some kind of understanding about the modus operandi of the force with the Iraqi government to see the details of how it's going to function. And all these things have to be worked out in some sort of a memorandum of understanding.
Would the exercise of full Iraqi sovereignty, would that mean that, say, Prime Minister Alawi would have the final say over any use of military force on Iraqi soil or based from Iraqi soil?
Well, this is the sort of thing would be clarified in the memorandum of understanding. Of course, as a matter of principle, a sovereign government can always ask any foreign forces there to leave the country. But since we have asked these forces to come to Iraq, then we have to agree with them how they are going to operate.
I'd just like to ask you one question about the interim government and the way people have been assigned to positions. There seems to be a very careful decision to make sure that if the prime minister is of a Shiite family, the president should be of a Sunni family, this deputy prime minister should be Kurdish. Must Iraq operate in that fashion? Will there always be some balancing out of the different groups?
Yeah. I've always been against it. I have said so very often, and my political organization is really founded on rejecting these differences. But unfortunately, we have to deal with the fact. I hope with time, these things will not be applied anymore. It's a great shame because it somehow deepens the divisions in the country rather than help to create and forge a unified nation.
Well, how did it happen that so many Iraqi dissidents and expatriates and exiles like yourself a year ago, more than a year ago, were saying, we don't want that kind of a solution. We don't want an occupation. Things don't seem to have worked out the way a lot of you wanted.
Well, to tell you the truth, there are two reasons for it. Of course, there are the religious political parties. I mean, their whole raison d'etre is the difference of religious faiths and religious affiliations. And then there are certain politicians who try to gain some political power through playing on these sectarian fears and problems. And But I think the vast majority of people really don't believe in these sectarian divisions, and I hope with the improvement of the security situation, of the economic situation, and if, as we hope, a democratic society will emerge and people will get used to democratic values and principles, we hope that these tendencies will weaken with time.
Mr. Paçacı, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Adnan Paçacı, a member of the Iraqi Governing Council, who will not be the president in the interim government, speaking to us from his office in Baghdad.